Great. And thank you, Jenny, for being on. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Doing well. We have Mike in Kentucky on, and I know you know him well. And we also have Leah and Ann on the call, so we're waiting for just a few others. I was just saying that Sandra won't be able to join us today, but I do have a pickup date from Oklahoma. Hi, Pastor Marion. Thank you for joining us today. We appreciate you taking the time to be on and to give us an update. Just how are you doing today?
Doing well, thank you.
Good. Glad that you're here. So we have Jenny in Iowa, Pastor Marion in Connecticut, Mike Quarter in Kentucky, and then Leah Carowin, of course, and Ann Carey from our team is on the call. I want to make sure that we pray for Beth today. I don't have any recent updates within the past week or so, but my last correspondence with her, she was in good spirits, and she actually was at one of the senator's houses. His wife is a nurse, so she's under good care, but I would love to continue to pray for her. And just looking at the time, I know other people are going to be joining as they can. I would love to open in prayer today, just to start us off. And Mike, would you please open us up in prayer? We'll just take a few minutes to pray, and then maybe some others will join us at that point, and then we'll turn the call over to Leah. Mike, if you would.
Well, let's pray. Thank you, dear Father. Thank you, God. Thank you, Father God, for being with us, for guiding and directing everything we say and do. We remember every day how much you love us, how much you care for us. And we just thank you again for leading us today and for causing us to encourage one another and to be encouraged. We just thank you, Lord, for leading us in this nation and for causing this nation once again to rise. What seems in the midst of defeat, we call victory. And we know that you're working on behalf of your kingdom to raise up an army of people who will bless you and to bring many more souls into your kingdom. Father, we thank you for good government, for righteous government, for leaders, Summer, Leah, and others that are leading us, for leading our nation toward you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord God, for this time, this meeting. We just dedicate it to you. It is yours, Father, to do as you will in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate that. And I do want to just reiterate that I am recording the call. And again, current members, we have Mike Quarter in Kentucky. We have Jenny in Iowa, Jenny Caligiuri in Iowa. We have Pastor Mary McIntosh in Connecticut. And then, of course, Leah Carowin, our executive director, and Ann Carey, our director of development and legislative support, is also on the call. So thank you all for being on. And we'll go ahead and pray for Beth. At the end of the call, Beth Folsom in Colorado.
Colorado.
Sandra in Oklahoma did contact me and apologizes for not being able to join us today, but we are meeting tomorrow. And then Delbert Pratt is on her way to Kansas, so we'll give a quick update from her on Illinois later on in the call as well. Thank you, Thomas, for being on. How are you today?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good, good, good. Well, we're glad you're here. We just did a opening prayer, and I'm just getting ready to turn the call over to Leah. Unless you have any comments or anything that you needed, we'll go ahead and turn the call over to Leah, and then later on we'll be sure to give everybody an opportunity to give an update in their state. So we thank you all for being on today. Leah, feel free to take the call.
All right, great. Thank you so much, Summer, and thanks for opening us in prayer, Mike. So glad to have all of you on the call today. Appreciate each one of you. I wanted to take a few moments up front here to give some updates on the things that we've been talking to you about that we're working on at the headquarters, trying to create an environment here that is provides a level of support on a number of ways, level of support for your legislators, level of support for you in driving traffic's not the right word, but just increasing awareness of what you're doing so that people understand what the issues are and why we're working on this these increasing prayer among legislators and citizens, as well as encouraging our Judeo-Christian heritage and religious freedom issues, and then also increasing support for education nationwide in ways in which we're trying to do that. So let me give you a quick update. We have a gal that is going to be joining us, a new state director. She's not on the call today, I don't think, yet. If she does come on in summer, be sure and let me know. But Tracy Alexander will be joining us as a new state director in Virginia. We're very excited to have her join the team. She's a terrific lady and has met with the Virginia legislators, and they really like her. So it's going to be, I think, a really good match for Virginia. So when she comes on, we'll welcome her. In the meantime, she may or may not join us this week, but in next month she'll be on. And last month she was on, had a great time getting to know us a little bit. So just to give you a quick update on two fronts. One, I want to give you an update on the Pray USA front and the In God We Trust front. Pray USA, as many of you know, is the website and the concept and sort of, let's just say, the brand that we are moving forward as the front runner of the whole prayer movement of increasing prayer among legislators, increasing prayer among citizens for our nation, for our leaders, that we're pushing forward because it's such an easy thing for people to remember, and a lot of things fall under that umbrella. And so we're hoping that that becomes the main place that we're driving traffic, which is great for our prayer caucuses, because that's where our prayer caucuses, state prayer caucuses, are housed on Pray USA. When you go to Pray USA, you can, you know, find out what's going on in each state and what's happening, and get more information about the prayer caucuses and the state director and all that. So we're actually positioning that as the main site that we're going to drive people to when they want to know more about what we're doing as a congressional prayer caucus. We're going to send them there to that site, and they'll be able to go to multiple different directions. As opposed to right now, we send everybody to the CBC Foundation site, and it's that site is going to be more of the almost like an online brochure. It's going to be more of a, for if you want to know who's behind these different things, come over here to the CBC Foundation. But so we're shifting all that, and we hope in the next six to eight weeks that'll be ready to everything will shift to where we're driving everything to Pray USA. So we're hoping that also provides an environment where more and more people are sent to the place where they can find out about what's happening in our prayer caucuses and get information at the state levels. We'll give you more information about that and how that might impact your state page and such. We don't have that information right now, but for now, you don't have to do anything. I just wanted you to know that I feel like that would be a really positive for all of our prayer caucuses. And that will be a big place, too, for information and education for people to get what's currently going on in relation to Judeo-Christian heritage issues or religious freedom issues. That's where they're going to find those kinds of things, too. So we'll be driving a lot of people there through all of our, even through our Facebook pages. We'll be saying, go to Pray USA and find out more about, you know, this, that, or the other. So that'll be, I think, a positive. The second thing I wanted to tell you, kind of give you an update, is the In God We Trust Put It Up campaign. When this first came down, I think all of you know, the catalyst of this was Resolution 13. The catalyst was also the congressional members themselves who said, we feel like it's critical that we give American citizens a banner to wave. We give them an important, something that they can tangibly do, something they can get behind, because right now the momentum is taking God out of everything. And we need to give some way for people to understand, not only to start the conversation, to return God to America, but also something tangible, a way in which they can do something to put God back in America, and a safe harbor, someplace where they won't be threatened with lawsuits and they won't be caught up in courts. And they said the perfect thing is the In God We Trust. That's our national motto. It is really not something that the ACLU or any of those folks come against. This is a safe harbor. And so they moved forward on this on this Resolution 13, and if you're not sure what that is, ask us later, or you can always look it up. But it is reaffirming in God We Trust as our national motto, putting it up, displaying it across our nation in public buildings and private buildings. So recently, in the past 6 months, this campaign has sort of risen to the forefront for several reasons. One, it seems to be something that when we talk about it, it's organically and naturally gripping the hearts of people. People get it, and they want to get involved with it. So, for example, when we talked to the Washington Times, we were talking about ways in which we can engage with them, and they could collaborate, and we can work together on getting messaging out nationwide through their multiple venues of radio, television, print, online. I mean, they've become sort of a communication enterprise. They're not just a newspaper. And what sparked their interest and excitement was the In God We Trust campaign. They said, we can get our teeth behind that. We get that. Let's see if we can't work with you and get thousands of displays across this nation. And they just started to run with some ideas on that. Same with the members of Congress. Randy Forbes and Mike McIntyre said, this excites the members of Congress. They want to get behind this. And so they began working on putting In God We Trust displays up in the congressional offices, which many of you know. And we already have somewhere between 20 and 30, somewhere has the exact count. But we have In God We Trust displays that are going up in the members of Congress offices, and they want people to know it. They want pictures taken. They want to be able to tweet about it and put it out on their Facebooks and say, In God We Trust. And it's not just something rote that we're just putting up and, oh, isn't that nice? They want this to be a momentum and a movement in which people, again, return God to the hearts of America. So very positive and tangible. And across the board, this is not just the Republicans. Pelosi has agreed to put it up. Several Democrats have signed up and said, yes, we want In God We Trust up. And you know, the vote was 396-9. It's a little challenging to get your mind around all of that, but it would be encouraging, I think, for people to know that there's something that we can find agreement on and that both sides of the aisle are working on or are willing to do together, putting God We Trust back up in their offices in their state. A couple of other simple little things, just a couple of ideas, too, that Full Gospel Businessmen's, when they found out about this, they made In God We Trust as their national theme for their conference, this year. They said, that's fantastic. Pennsylvania now has it as their theme for the year, and they're talking to all the states to make this their theme for the year to help put In God We Trust up in offices. So we're talking to the Full Gospel Businessmen, and they have thousands of chapters across the nation. They also got excited about a thunderclap, which we'll give you more details later, but basically it's a social media shout-out that we're planning for July the 30th that we can get millions of people really involved with in a pretty simple way because of how social media works, that on the July the 30th, Twitter and the Facebook pages will be lit up basically with In God We Trust, that message. Pretty exciting and not a hard lift to do that we could all get involved with. We also God was so kind, we got the InGodWeTrust.com domain, which was pretty amazing. This couple had purchased it way back in the day, and they were just keeping it for the right people, the people that they thought would use it appropriately. They just bought a whole bunch of things to preserve them so that nobody could use them badly. And our guides found this couple. It was very difficult. It took them almost a week to find this couple who owned this domain. But they found it, and they were willing to sell it to us. So we have that. We also have a video that's going to be ready probably mid to end of April that will be a short three-minute video. We plan to do radio and television, not just for the In God We Trust campaign, but also for Pray USA and the movement that we're doing with the prayer caucuses. We feel ready in the next couple months that we'll be able to really move some of these messages about Pray USA, and that includes what's happening in the prayer caucuses and the networks, as well as the In God We Trust display and what's happening in the legislative offices, on a more national media attention type of way. And we have made contact with some pretty significant players in the media world, and we feel like we have some really great open doors. One last little Much more I could say, but one last little thing that I just want to add to it is that we would like to send each of you, each of the state prayer caucus, an In God We Trust display that is the exact display that's going up in the Members of Congress offices so that we could give each of your prayer caucus a display. Our goal is to get 1,000, if we get 100 up in Congress, our goal is to get 1,000 up in legislative offices across the nation. And we'd love for the prayer caucuses, chairs and members to participate in that and put displays up in their offices. And there's ways in which we can do that. It doesn't have to be the same display that's going up in the members of Congress. It could be cool, and I think they might like that. But we can also discuss other options and ideas. But we definitely want to get you one display at our cost as our gift to each of the prayer caucuses. The cost of them, anyways, we'll talk about the cost in a little bit. But anyway, so we want to get those over to you, and I'm going to open up the floor to just ask any questions or get any feedback from you. One last little thing. I know that we've also talked about potentially state legislators doing legislation that would encourage In God We Trust being put up in schools, and I know Mississippi has done that, Pennsylvania's working on that, some states are working on that. And we see that as definitely a part of this, but what we're hoping to do is to grease the wheels for legislators to move forward on this kind of legislation by just the sheer popularity of getting In God We Trust up. If people start talking about it, putting it up in business and all, it's a much easier lift for legislators to move on this kind of legislation. We don't want to wait for legislators to do that because we don't need to. And but it is still very much our heart's desire that legislators would get behind this through policy and legislation. And so if your state's working on that, great. If not yet, don't worry about it. Let's just do first things first. Let's get the excitement and the momentum and move the concept forward. And again, one last little thing. This is not, in our hearts, this is not a one-and-done kind of deal. This isn't just so we can check off our box and say, see, look, we got In God We Trust up. This isn't as cool. For us, it's two things. One, it really is, if we can write it in the hearts, write it on the walls of our schools and government buildings, perhaps we can write it again on the hearts of people, get it in front of them. And secondly, to repopularize the fact that we can talk about God in America, and we must put God back up in America. We understand this is just a movement, something tangible in which to be a catalyst to all of the things that we're doing, to increase prayer, to increase awareness of what's happening, and to give people to really try to break down this false facade that the anti-faith, anti-God groups have put up to try to chill people into not being able to talk about God. It's false. It's not true at all. Everything is still on our side. The law, everything still says you're absolutely free to talk about God in schools and government buildings, to pray, do all the things that we're doing. The only reason people aren't doing it is because they're afraid and they've been bullied. And this is trying to break through that with a sledgehammer and say, that is a lie. Break down the lie and let's get the truth back out there and let's start again praying and talking about God and engaging in the conversation with God in America again. So that's kind of our heart on that. Any thoughts or feedback there?
Leah, can I just add one quick story? Mike McIntyre, the co-chair of the Congressional Prayer Caucus, and of course Leah knows this and Ann knows this, but it's the posture of his heart when he received this display and put it up. He put it up at the highest place in his office, above all the military seals, and he said, this represents the fact that God is the ultimate authority over everything, over us, over this Congress, over this nation. And so as these you all understand the powerful impact that that's having when these legislators receive this and put that up in their offices with that heart posture. So it's just encouraging to see more than anything that it is really changing hearts, and I know the Lord is pleased with that. So just wanted to share that. And now if anybody else has any questions or comments for Leah on that.
Leah, could you clarify the process of sending the state directors the plaque and what it is you would like them to do with that? I know you mentioned that we were going to send one, but I think it needs to be clear what it is we would like them to do with it.
Mm-hmm. We want to offer each state prayer caucus an In God We Trust display that we would like to send either to you as a state director. It's for the state prayer caucus chairs, and we would like for you to either receive it and then take it to your chairs as a gift with the letter that we include, with the information that we include about this display and what's happening in Congress, with the story that's behind this and what's happening, and ask them and just give it to them as a gift to put up in their office. We understand that most of the states have multiple prayer caucus chairs, so we're not asking you to figure out which one to give it to as much as just give it to them. And then let them decide who will display it in their office. And then we have the option of getting them more. But if once they see one, we're hoping they say, well, yes, we want to get involved, because we want to also give them the story behind it of what's happening. And we're asking them to be at the front runners of this nationwide movement that's happening as prayer caucus chairs and members. And so we would send it to you potentially and ask you to go ahead and give it to them. Or if you would prefer, we can send it straight to them, one of the chairs, with all the information, if that's not something that you would do, or if it's cumbersome, or if it somehow doesn't make sense. We could send it straight to the chairman. It's also a great way to make an appointment with them, you know, is that you have something to give them or present them and all that. It's kind of fun to take that. We're going to try to make sure that each of you is equipped with the story behind this movement, as well as ways in which they can get involved. Whenever these members have been putting them up in Congress, we get numerous emails back that say, okay, we put it up. How else can we get involved? How do you want us to help you get this movement out? Because they see themselves as the ones that are the catalyst of this, and I want your state legislators to feel the same way. This isn't us outsiders trying to come in and encourage them to do something. We would love for your state legislators to get a vision for the fact that the rest of the country is actually going to follow their lead, that they're the ones that are casting a vision and creating a potential movement that the rest of their constituents in their state could follow. And so we hope that they get that vision and are excited to be the front runners for this. And again, we'll equip you with the words, we'll equip with you with some printed material so that you can cast that vision for them if you want to, if you're comfortable doing that. But at the bottom line, it's a gift. It's also a gift for them, and we want it to be both and feel like both. There's nothing worse than getting a gift and then feeling like, oh, by with this gift, there's a whole bunch of work you have to do. That's not what we're saying. This gift is just, here you go. You guys are at the front runner of this. If you'd like to engage, here's ways in which you can.
Leah, this is Jenny, and I'll just make a comment. I send out a weekly prayer initially, like for the every week it goes out with the legislators to pray for and everything. And since we had our meeting last month, I believe it was, and you started bringing up all this, and I had questions about the cost and everything, but I have been putting that on there to pray, that is one of the prayer points, to pray for In God We Trust, and I put a link on there to link to the history of it with the site at the Congressional Prayer Caucus. And we've been talking about it on Tuesdays and with our legislators. They did try to pass through some legislation, but it just didn't get through this time. But even at that, we decided we're moving forward and we're going to try to get it in our legislators' offices, those that have one, and, you know, gearing up for next year with them, and that time we're going to be through the summer across our state. But it goes out every week with all the other things, with that link to Congressional Prayer Caucus on In God We Trust, so that it's starting to stimulate the prayer for it. Hello?
Leah, are you there?
I'm here. Can you guys hear me?
Now we're
here.
Can. Now we can.
That's weird. I was talking away. Okay. So, yeah, that's excellent, Jenny. As soon as we have in GodWeTrust.com, in fact, I was emailing them again today because it was supposed to be up and running Friday, and I was all excited because I was going to show you guys, but it's not. And I sent an email to them, and they said, I'm sorry, we're working on it. We're working on it right now, so it's not quite up. But in GodWeTrust.com, that's going to be a great place to send people to be a part of this movement. And Thunderclap will be there. The ways in which they can join and put up a display and get a display and all that will be there. But the other thing is, too, Jenny, is this is also a really fantastic way to engage people who maybe have wanted to help fund or do something, because we can set a price for each of these displays. If somebody likes these displays, these displays are awesome. They are handmade by a 95-year-old man. There's an entire story behind these displays. No two display is alike. They're each one of them individually made and engraved by this master woodworker. And he's making 100 for Congress, and he's willing to make the ones just for the legislative offices. These are not ones we're going to sell to the general public per se. We'd have to get replicas made in order to do it, because he can only make so many per week, and, you know, he does all that. But anyways, so this is kind of a cool deal for these legislators, and we set a price for them. And if somebody, for example, let's just say you have 100 legislators in your state, if we set a price for these and somebody wanted to fund to get one of these displays up in every single office in your state, let's say some, you know, funder says, I want to put up $500 and get one of these displays in every office, we could make that happen. We can get these displays to you and that's a neat, that's a story. That's a story that is not only media worthy, but it's a story that is means something to people and that you could be able to use. So if you, for example, want to take that, approach to something like this, that's a real option. But as a side note.
We do. So as soon as we get prices, I'm very interested in knowing that.
Okay. All right, good. And we're working on all the print material, like the letter, the story, and then the price list, all of that. We should have that ready to send and send the In God We Trust display to you guys. We should be able to have that done by early next week, and we could get it off to you in a pretty quick order.
Awesome. That's awesome.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments? Sure.
I would just like to add that I will need to know whether they want the plaque sent directly to them as the state director, or whether they would prefer it to be sent to a particular legislator before early next week when we send these out.
Right.
Okay. Do you want us to email you or just tell you?
Why don't you email Summer?
Okay.
Since you're the one you're used to communicating with, why doesn't each one of you email Summer with where you'd like it sent?
Okay.
Okay. All righty. Well, if there's no other questions about that, and, of course, call any time, any questions. There's going to be more information about this as we come, but I just wanted to kind of give you guys the heart of it. So I'm going to pass it back over to Summer at this point.
Great. Thank you. It's all very exciting, very exciting. It's continuing to get more exciting day by day. So thank you for that. I wanted to just give a quick update on a few items. One is the Hobby Lobby case. I know all of you are familiar with the Hobby Lobby case and the critical impact that it will have on our nation one way or the other. I wanted to just give a quick update as to what I read this morning on an Alan West email, post, and he was saying that Ginsburg and Sotomayor are saying that this is not a religious freedom issue, that it's a single taxpayer issue, and if a business owner doesn't want to provide health care, then they need to pay the tax. So obviously these are very early comments, and this does not in any way reflect on what the final decision will be, but I just wanted to relay that information to all of you as intercessors so that we can continually be praying for a favorable outcome in this case. Also, I wanted to discuss the Town of Greece versus Galloway case that I think most of you are aware of as well, that oral arguments were heard last November, I believe, and this was the case that will determine the constitutionality of legislators praying in a government setting. So definitely want to continue to keep this on the forefront of our hearts and minds. And I did talk to Congressman Forbes yesterday briefly about this and asked him his thoughts on it, and he said that one way or the other that they will continue praying. So I just wanted to relay that in case any of your legislators have questions as to how the CPC is responding or any of their thoughts related to this case. We should be getting a decision on this any time now. They've said in the spring, so we should be hearing on this case at some time here in the near future. Also, I wanted to discuss the Arizona RFRA Religious Freedom Restoration Act, what I call confusion, that took place over Senate Bill 1062. I don't know whether or not all of you were tracking that, but there was so much misinformation around that case, around that legislation. It basically passed the House and Senate, and then it was vetoed by Governor Brewer. And just to clarify, I just wanted to clarify that the federal RFRA, again, that's Religious Freedom Restoration Act, was passed in 1993 by Congress and signed into law by President Clinton, and has been basically the Arizona RFRA then was that exact verbiage. And they've had that since 1999. They passed similar legislation in 1999 in Arizona. So this Senate bill, 1062, that was just vetoed by the governor, would have simply updated their existing Arizona law, and it would have included businesses, corporations, and people based on a sincere religious belief. So it basically would have updated their current RFRA to include for-profit businesses. That's the truth behind the facts behind that case. So just to put peace at your mind that this is a good thing. These RFRAs are needed, they are important, and there was just a lot of misinformation around that situation. So if anybody has further questions on that, feel free to contact Ann. She would be happy to give more details or answer any questions that you may have on that. And the last thing that I wanted to discuss before opening the floor was just the encouraging movement that's going on, positive encouraging movement that's taking place in the Capitol. Members of Congress, as you all know, pray in Room 219. The CPC members have been the instigators and the sponsors, if you will, of something called Faith on the Hill, where they invite interns and staff to join them, and it is a time where the members of Congress, specifically the CPC, are addressing staff members, they're sharing their faith, they're discussing testimonies, they're praying. So that's a time, a very encouraging thing to hear that's taking place on Capitol Hill. Also, they have congressional Bible studies, they have congressional breakfast, they meet regularly, I believe it's every week. They give Capitol spiritual heritage tours. Representative Gohmert is known for that. So they're all very much advocating for, most of them are advocating for Judeo-Christian faith. They're very boldly proclaiming their faith in the Capitol and in the public square, if you will. So just to continue to provide encouragement to the states as to the boldness of our Congressional Prayer Caucus members on Capitol Hill and in the public square. Does anybody have any questions about anything that I just discussed?
No.
Okay, well, I just wanted to briefly...
Summer?
Yes.
Yeah, no, that was excellent. Thank you, and I know you're going to open the floor, and I wanted to just make one comment about legislation before you open the floor for everybody.
Yes.
So just wanted to remind us that we have such a limited time here, and we have such a narrow focus. All of you guys are very, very well aware of our focus that is specifically on prayer, religious freedom, and Judeo-Christian heritage issues. And so when we come together and share on the things that are happening and what our prayer caucus members are working on, let's make sure that we limit our updates and our conversation to the things that are related specifically to religious freedom and Judeo-Christian heritage and prayer. I know there's a lot of other things that all of us care about and maybe even are working on, but we just want to make sure that our time together in our state meetings, that we really focus on the issues that are specifically related. And again, we genuinely do have members on both sides of the aisles, and we want to make sure that they can trust us with the fact that we're staying single issue. That's the reason why we have such widespread support from legislators, Democrat and Republicans, and citizens on a number of issues, that are divided on other issues. But on this issue, they do come together, and that is our unique position and our unique strengths. And so let's carry that into our meetings as well and ensure that we stay focused on just the issues that are related to religious liberty, Judeo-Christian heritage, and prayer and faith, you know, in America. So just with that little encouragement, let's want to, you know, continue to open the floor for feedback and updates from each state.
Great. Thank you, Leah. I'm just going to give a quick update on Sanders' behalf for Oklahoma. Representative Kern, who is our co-chairman in Oklahoma, she did co-author a bill, House Bill 2422, which would require schools to provide the same access to school facilities for religious groups as it does for other groups and allow the students to organize prayer groups. This legislation was approved with a vote of 88-0 and is now proceeding to the Oklahoma Senate. So just wanted to give an update on that and to keep also that piece of legislation in prayer. Also, in Illinois, Delbra is going to, she's on the way to meet with Governor Brownback and some other legislators for a tour that's going on in Kansas, so we want to keep her in prayer. Also, it sounds like they're still in process of forming a prayer caucus there. We have identified a senator, Senator McCann, who is very interested in being the prayer caucus chairman and being very much the orchestrator of this initial formation process. So she is due to meet with him next Tuesday, April 1st. So if we could keep that in prayer and that we would actually see a formal caucus there formed in Iowa, that would be great. Abby in Pennsylvania, Pennsylvania is still moving forward. They're still trying to get that In God We Trust legislation passed, but there's a lot of positive momentum behind that, and they're very encouraged. We'll just keep Abby in prayer. She is in Israel right now. So with that, I'd love to turn it over to Mike in Kentucky.
Hello. I just had to make sure I got the phone off of mute here. Thank you. Kentucky is finishing its General Assembly this week. Monday will be the last day for concurrence bills. It's the last day next Monday to send bills to the governor for signature for the year. So if there will be any legislation for religious liberty or other things that we're interested in, it will be before then. And at this point, there are two bills that we are only hopeful for, yet their late hour here is making it suspect that they won't get looked at. There are two House bills that relate to religious liberty, religious expression in public schools, and I know the gentleman who meets with us regularly, who helped to sponsor this bill, and it would be a simple one. It simply allows voluntary expression for religious viewpoints in most public school settings, including like prayer clubs, assignment speeches, and anything that a student would choose to do with very few restrictions. We were very hopeful that would get looked at. However, it's been in committee. It has been discussed. There's not a lot of rancor about it. It is just seems to be kind of insignificant and not getting a lot of attention. So we're trying to pray that one loose in the next couple of days. Either one of those are similar. They could be companion bills. But we are looking forward something to happen this year. We can't discuss too much about the other bills we'd love to have passed, but it's wonderful to meet with our representatives in the closed rooms that we have. They're really sincere, dedicated prayer people. They're on their knees praying, or they're really talking to God as we pray. They sincerely desire God's working on their behalf. We have seen more movement this year in relationships and Christians beginning to come together. Our biggest hope is in November for our elections, and so we're praying toward that. Could say more, but I'll leave it to the others. Go ahead. Any questions?
Thank you. No, that is a very thank you for that update. It's very encouraging to hear, and I know that there was a lot of resistance in the beginning. So it's very, very encouraging, specifically in Kentucky, to hear the progress that's being made and the legislators that are praying and strategizing together. So thank you for that. If we could go to Connecticut, Pastor Marion, would you please give us an update there in Connecticut?
Well, in Connecticut, there's a lot going on. The infrastructure for the Congressional Prayer Caucus and God We Trust and all that is in position. Well, we're positioning it, but in terms of anything specific, I can't really say that. But it is a lot of things going on across the board. We're still working on trying to get things together congressionally with the senators and the representatives, getting together with the Congressional Prayer Caucus movement.
Okay, great. And have you had an opportunity to meet with Senator McLaughlin?
I have, but it's brief. It's been very brief. There's a major event that's going on that's really bringing together the church world, so to speak, and the political world. This, as a matter of fact, it begins tomorrow, and he's very much involved with that, and along with a person that represents the Family Institute of Connecticut and all of the churches, and the political piece and the church piece is coming together. So he's been very involved in that. I'm speaking of Senator McLaughlin. So I haven't had a chance to really sit down and talk with him. He's aware that we need to get together and do this, but we just haven't had a chance to get together yet. And the General Assembly came together, I believe it was last month, and it will be in place until May. So we're hoping to get together after this event, which is this week, and come with some real solid planning and going forth.
Okay, great. Well, I appreciate that update and the information about Senator McLaughlin joining with the churches is extremely encouraging. So thank you for that, and we'll continue to be in conversation, find out how we can support you there in Connecticut. If I could turn it over to Thomas in Ohio, can you give us an update there, Thomas?
Yes. Well, we had a Religious Liberty Caucus until the thing with Arizona happened. And now both the chairman of the Religious Liberty, both a Democrat and Republican, are treating it like it's a leopard. I mean, have it like leprosy. They are both being primaried, and both parties are endorsing their opponents. Didn't even want to begin to talk to me about it. They took a stand, and then they felt like both their parties chopped the limb off, and so it's almost like a year's worth of work has now kind of faded away, or maybe it was meant to die, but we're in that rebuilding process. I'm still talking to the speaker's office about a prayer caucus, but the current speaker, his term up is up, and he's becoming back towards the middle of the road in a lot of his policies because the governor isn't quite middle of the road, I wouldn't be surprised if he's moving back towards Miller Road because he's looking for an appointment that usually comes out of the governor's office. This is his next thing because he's term limited out here in Ohio. I have heard that the Republican Party has becoming hostile towards religious liberty because there are Christian organizations that have tied in with Common Core and being against Common Core. They're against Common Core, and so there's more and more hostility towards Christians coming out of the Republican Party, let alone tied in with there's a moderate aspect of the Republican Party here, at least here in Ohio, that are not standing up for Christian principles. And so oftentimes they kind of tie in the resistance to Common Core, Tea Party factions, and Christian factions all lumped together. And they're actually, every Tea Party candidate that's won in the last election or identifies strongly with are being primaried. So everybody is, primary is here in Ohio. I guess it's coming up in May. So everybody is really not, even though they're still meeting in session, their head is really not in their work. Their head is back in their campaigns. So I'm still continuing to meet with several legislators in prayer, and some legislators, a state senator, took a bold stand and reintroduced a heartbeat bill. And once he did that, suddenly he has a party sent somebody to primary against him. So we are under attack here in Ohio.
Okay. Well, we'll be praying in Ohio, Thomas. Thank you for your continued efforts and praying with legislators, and we'll just, we'll keep praying for Ohio. So thank you. Thank you for the update. I wanted to give a quick update on Tennessee. They are, I believe the last time I mentioned that both of their chairmen, one is retiring early and one is having health issues, so they are continuing to seek someone to take the place of the leadership and to actually and to continue providing the leadership for this prayer caucus. It is officially formed. Again, the co-chairmen are just one is having to retire early and such. So we'll continue to pray for Lee and Jack in Tennessee. And let's see. Sharon was not able to make it on today. Okay, Jenny, would you please give us an update there in Iowa?
Yes, we pray on Tuesday. We had a report from one of our members in the House that said there is a lot more prayer going on in the chambers this year, which was really good. They've got several Bible studies that are being well attended and witnessing going on. We do have a bully bill that is it's died in the House. Now the Senate has picked it up because it is something that our governor really wants to get passed through. The big thing is they're eliminating the covering of the Christians wanting to share their faith. So they want a bill to protect all children, but it's coming out of the Senate not protecting all children. It's eliminating the Christian students. So we have several, we have a senator that is speaking against that. Don't know. They feel like it's going to pass in some form or fashion, so we're really praying that this aspect will be put into it. The other thing is we have it attacks our First Amendment, but there's talk of a global positioning. There's some legislation that has come up about even if a person is not proven guilty, that they can put a GPS system on them to track them. It's not just a place or thing. Now they can put it on the person. So that is very, that is something they're very concerned about if something like this were to pass in our state. So that is something we're keeping lifted up in prayer. That's some of our legislators brought that up on Tuesday and are going to be speaking against that. The other thing is just 7/14/14. We met with the legal counsel last week, they did put everything back in with repentance. They put, in fact, they put back in, she put back in everything to do with the statements from past presidents, which they had taken everything out to do with repentance. We have a tentative date of signing of April 8th, but for some reason, coming up again a block on getting that confirmation. I kind of felt in my spirit yesterday that somebody somewhere, even though Lieutenant Governor and Governor is behind this, is trying to do something. So in prayer about that, I'm also meeting with the guy that is going to pick up with our website this afternoon to try and get it up within the next week to week and a half. So he is trying to get this stopped. We are moving forward, and the Lord spoke to me Tuesday morning and said not to worry, that once this gets done, it will move across the nation like wildfire. And I didn't say anything about that. And then Tuesday in prayer, someone actually prayed that. So that was like a confirmation to me. So that's the report, I believe, for Iowa.
Okay, great. Well,
just wanted to reiterate, I mean, just to reinforce that too, Jenny. As I've prayed mm-hmm. about what you guys are doing in Iowa, and that 1714 as well, I really do feel like that's something, just a little bit that I've been able to sort of review of where you're going with that, something that we mm-hmm. want to get behind and really help push across this nation as something that that our prayer caucuses could get behind and make sure we get it up to the congressional members and such like that. So just so you know, too, we agree. We're fully behind this and believe it could be something that could make a huge impact.
Just a really quick thing, and I can call and talk maybe this in the time, but is it okay? I was thinking as we were talking this morning that I would like to put a link to the In God We Trust on there, because I think that is, this isn't just going to stop with that day about repentance. It's about bringing our nation back to its biblical foundations. So mm-hmm. I see tying these things together.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, thanks.
Okay, great. Thank you, Jenny. And I know I've talked with you also. As soon as you give me the website and promo material, I'll be happy to put that in the weekly prayer update. So I look forward to getting
that.
Thank you. Absolutely. Well, does anybody have any questions for Leah, Ann, or myself before we pray? I see we have about 7 minutes left, so I want to be sure to give us time to pray for Beth and Deborah and Sandra and all of the team, essentially. But I want to make sure that we have time to let you address Leah or Ann or myself with any questions. Okay, great.
This is Thomas. You said you're going to make some changes with the websites. Could you go over that again?
Sure. We're trying to sort of chisel our and focus our pipeline of people to two primary websites. Right now we have five different websites that people can get bits and pieces of what we're about as a foundation. And we've really come to believe that the two main websites that will tell all the stories we need to tell is PrayUSA.com and InGodWeTrust.com. And those will be our two public faces, the prayer and the action, that we feel like is the core of what we're doing. And the PrayUSA site will be both. It'll be the PrayUSA, the 219 story will be underneath that kind of banner, all the stories of what's happening that we need people to pray about, our faith report, a lot of that stuff will be under there. And then I don't know if faith report will be under there, but certainly all the Prayer Caucus Network and what we're doing as it currently is, but the website, I'm not happy with the website, but it will be the primary website that we're going to point people to, PrayUSA. And off of that site, that's all the state preferences will continue to flow off of that site. So if somebody goes to PrayUSA, which is we're going to be pointing everybody to go to PrayUSA, when they go there, they'll see what's happening, and they'll be able to click and see what's happening in the states. They'll get the story of 219. They'll find out what's happening and what we're praying about across the nation. The other website that is public-facing is the InGodWeTrust.com. And that's going to be a little more provocative. That's going to be strong on Judeo-Christian heritage, keep God in America, religious freedom. It's going to be strong on the action side of what we're doing to put God back up in America and ensure that he remains in the public place that he's always had here in America. And of course, the thunderclap, all the stuff. Now, these sites will be connected. If you go to PrayUSA.com, you'll be able to see where you can link to join the In God We Trust campaign, etc. Then the CPC Foundation site will be more of a site that you would go to if you want to know who's behind those two things. It's not going to be a public site that we promote for people to go to necessarily, but a little bit more behind the scenes, because the other two seem to be really more of a better way in which to engage the public in prayer and action. Does that make sense? Does that answer that?
Okay. No, I just, just wanted that clarified.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Okay. And I just wanted to also say that we are continuing to advance all of the initiatives. They're actually continuing to advance on their own. Every day, almost, we're working on making contact with new state legislators. We continue to get referrals of like-minded legislators in different states, as well as potential state directors. So I just met with some people from Florida, several different levels. All of the initiatives are continuing to move forward, and it is exciting. We have, I think, about 34 or so states that have been identified as wanting to be a part of the network. So we're just continuing to advance all of as quickly as we can, and appreciate all of your prayers and just your continued faithfulness in advancing your own state. I know it's a call of the Lord. I think we're all doing this because we realize it's a call of the Lord for such a time, and this is a time where this is a very real solution to what we're facing as a nation. So we just cannot thank you all enough for your diligence and faithfulness in your individual states, and also just for being part of our, you know, can we come together and feel strengthened when we're all together fighting this fight together. So we just thank you all so much, and wanted to take some time to pray with our last couple of minutes here. Jenny, would you close us in prayer, and please pray for Beth in Colorado, Sandra, remember the Tennessee need, and also Thomas, also there in Ohio. Anything else? Travel for Deborah,
Abby.
Yes.
Yeah, Abby and Deborah. Okay.
Yes. Thank you.
All right. Father God, we just thank you for what you're doing, and that you have brought us together, and that we do seek you in your kingdom, and we do seek your way, Father God, that we cry out to hear those things that you want us to move forward in. Father God, I thank you for Beth, and you for our healing, Lord Jesus. I call forth her healing, total and spiritually and physically, that your blood cover her, Father God, and that she would be renewed and energized, Father God, because your right hand has reached down and touched her and healed her. And I also pray blessings upon this senator and his wife that are providing care for her, that they would even be blessed beyond what they would know, Father God, because that they have reached out to help another one of yours. So I pray blessings upon each one of them. I pray for Sandra, Lord Jesus, in Oklahoma. I pray for the needs in Tennessee, that you will establish new chairs for that caucus, Lord Jesus, that you know exactly who they are, that you would begin to stir in them, and they would step up, Father God, and it would be the ones that you have chosen. I pray for Abby as she is over in Israel, Lord Jesus, for your protective hand upon her, that I don't even know what she's doing, but that she's ministering, Father God, that she would be a light bearer for you in everything that she does. I pray for safe travels for Deborah as she's going to Kansas and meeting with the governor there and the initiative that they even have on going on there to through the governor's prayer team, Lord Jesus, to promote our religious foundation, our Judeo-Christian heritage, Father God, that you would bless that and that it would also spread like wildfire. I lift up Summer and Leah and Ann, and I think it's Carolyn, Father God, that you would bless everything they put their hands to. I pray that over all the state directors that you would bless the hands of everything that we put our hands to, Father God, that you would keep Summer and Leah and Ann and Katarina as battering rams in D.C., Father God, your protection upon them, all the initiatives, all the campaigns that they're doing, Father God, even as they are going forth to put to display In God We Trust in all the offices, that there will be an overwhelming support in that, Father God, and that those, even those that we wonder about, as that is displayed in their office, that it will speak, it will have a voice over those people that don't even understand it, Lord Jesus, as they are in agreement for it to be displayed, that it would change even their hearts and that they would have a deeper understanding and revelation of what it means, Father God, that it would even turn their hearts as it is nailed to the wall, Father God, just as you were nailed to the cross, that it would carry that kind of an impact, not in those offices, not only in those offices, but in our state offices across our nation, that voice would come out loud and clear. So, Father God, I just pray your blessings upon all those that were not able to be with us, upon all those that are with us, your blood over each one, your traveling mercies, and that all the initiatives would be blessed by you, Father God. We just lift up our legislators. We lift up Randy Forbes and Mike McIntyre. Father God, that your protection upon them is a voice, as they are a voice for you, and that it more would rise up in the ranks to follow them, Father God, in worshiping you and putting you first in our nation. We thank you for everything you're doing, Lord. Just your just health upon everybody. Health and protection upon our families. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you, Lord. And we pray the same blessings back to you, Jenny, and all of the state directors. We are so grateful for all of you. Leah, did you have any final comments, or Ann?
No, I'm just so grateful and love all you guys so much, and just God go with you in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Amen.
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 Thank you all so much. We look forward to getting together soon.
Amen. Thank you.
Awesome.
Talk to you later. Bye.
Thank you.
Okay,
bye.
Bye. Bye.